Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Jake Warner, counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. Hiring is at the core of maintaining a ministry's vision and purpose. Jake, ADF attorneys and co-counsel recently asked the Supreme Court to get involved with a case involving Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. Would you unpack the basis of this case?
Sure. Let me start by talking about the ministry itself. Seattle's Union Gospel Mission serves the city of Seattle's homeless by providing food and shelter, addiction recovery, job placement, and even legal services. And they've been doing this all the way since the Great Depression. So they've been kind of a bedrock in the Seattle community. And recently, a lawyer tried to apply to work at the Gospel Mission, but the problem was he refused to follow the mission's religious lifestyle requirements. He wasn't active in the local church, and he actually disagreed with the mission's beliefs. And for that reason, the mission declined to hire him. But recently, the Washington State Supreme Court said that the mission could be punished for declining to hire this person who disagreed with their faith and mission.
Yeah, wow. And my understanding is that I think his name is Matthew Woods. He sued the mission in 2017, saying he had applied for the job after being encouraged to do so with an internship with the mission's legal aid program before the church knew about his same-sex relationship. But you had just kind of given more information. Jake, do you think the Biden administration's effort to categorize LGBT workplace discrimination as civil rights comes into play here, almost superseding the First Amendment?
Well, here the key issue is, does the government have the power to force a religious organization, or to punish them, I should say, for hiring someone or for not hiring someone who disagrees with their faith and mission? And under the First Amendment, the government doesn't get to decide who a religious organization chooses to share its religious message. So that's the key principle at play here. Certainly, we've seen other issues pop up from the administration and different things, but the main thing here is that the First Amendment doesn't allow government to dictate who religious organizations can hire if they disagree with their beliefs.
Yeah, and when the government meddles in the internal decisions of a faith-based ministry, it spells trouble. What are the potential broader ripples of this type of interference?
You can certainly see how this kind of decision could impact other churches even, or religious schools. It raises the question, can the government dictate, you know, for example, whether a synagogue employs a Christian, or whether a mosque can hire someone living inconsistent with the Quran, or whether a Catholic school must employ an atheist? These are all decisions that the First Amendment keeps from the government, yet the Washington State Supreme Court said that these religious organizations could be punished for that kind of decision. And that's why it's critical that the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in on this case.
Yeah, it's such a big deal because literally, depending on who you hire, that could interfere with the mission of the ministry or the school or the church. Wow.
I think you just raised a critical point right there. I mean, consider this. If one mission employee explains to a client what it means to be a follower of Jesus, and then another employee contradicts or denies that message, then all of the mission's employees kind of lose their credibility with the people that they're trying to serve. In some ways, erases the religious identity of the mission itself.
Yeah, and I think that's where Satan gets glee from when I think about dividing to make a ministry ineffective.
Yeah, we're hopeful that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to weigh in on this issue because it's like you said, it's important for religious ministries across the board and even churches. You know, the First Amendment just doesn't give the government the power to dictate or punish who these religious organizations hire to share its faith.
Absolutely. Jake, anything else you want to share about this case or maybe the timeline or anything like that?
Sure. We recently appealed the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we should hear something later this fall about whether the court will decide to take up the case. We certainly hope it does because it's critical. They say that under the First Amendment, the government just doesn't have the power to decide who religious organizations decide can share its religious message.
Jake, where can we learn more about this case or First Amendment protections?
Folks can visit our website at www.adflegal.org. You can read about the story of Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, as well as the story of other kinds of work we do here.
That's Jake Warner with Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.